朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
主啊，我们同心来到你的面前。
Lord, we come to you in one accord.
我们为我们中间每一位的母亲献上感恩。
We pray and give thanks for all the moms among us.
主啊，就像有人所说。
Just like people said.
神，您不能够住到每一个家庭里面去。
You cannot live in every household.
虽然我们知道您是无所不在的神。
Even though we know you are omnipresent.
但是您通过妈妈在每一个家庭当中来彰显神的爱。
But through the mom, you show your love in every household.
谁没有母亲？
Who doesn't have a mom?
谁不体会母亲的大爱？
Who never experienced the love of a mother?
为我们中间每一位的妈妈，我们深深的感恩。
We give thanks for every mom among us.
也为生养我们自己的母亲不在我们身边的，我们也献上感恩。
We also give thanks for our own mom, even though they are not close to us.
求主您大大施恩赐福我们的妈妈们。
We pray that you will give abundant blessing to all the mothers.
纪念他们养育儿女的辛劳。
Remember the labor, the hardship they've been through for bring up the children.
纪念他们舍己牺牲的付出。
Remember their selfishness giving for the children.
纪念他们在主面前的祷告和流泪。
Remember their prayer in front of you and all the tears they shed.
主啊，我们也知道您是一切爱的源头，我们最终把荣耀颂赞都归给神。
Lord, we know you are love, the beginning of love, so we give honor and bless thanks to you.
因为妈妈是您所赐的。
Because all the mothers are your gifts.
我们体会您的大爱。
We experience your great love.
牺牲的爱，舍己的爱。
The sacrificial love.
彰显在我们中间。
Showing in among us.
更是在我们软弱、亏欠、跌倒的时候，主您不离不弃。
Even though we are weak, we fail, but you never left us.
引领我们跟随主走这条属天的道路。
You help us to walk this spiritual road with you.
求主施恩赐福我们的每一位妈妈，祝福我们每一个家庭。
We ask the Lord to give blessings to all the moms and bless all the families.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
阿门。
阿门。请妈妈请坐。Now, boys and girls, you are dismissed to your children's Sunday school.
小男生。
Thank you very much.
谢谢谢谢谢谢。到你们的教室去了。
我们也谢谢每一位儿童主日学的老师们。
We give thanks to all the teachers in children's Sunday school.
我们知道我们教会今年的主题叫做代代相传。
We know our church theme this year is make disciples through generations.
那这个代代相传呢，实际上是有两个重点。
We are focusing on two areas.
一个是在教会当中我们要代代相传。
One is in the church, we need to make disciples through generations.
来造就忠诚的门徒。
We want to establish the faithful disciples.
这样的门徒也能够把主的恩典慈爱真理继续的传递下去。
These kind of disciples can pass down the love, the truth of the our Lord in the church.
那么这个代代相传呢，也是一语双关。
But make disciples through generations have two meanings.
我们也要在家庭当中来代代相传。
We also need to do it in our family.
因此从今年从母亲节到父亲节，我们教会主日崇拜的系列正道呢，就叫做家中代代相传。
So from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we'll have family discipleship through generations on Sunday worship.
我们祷告求神的恩典临到每个家庭。
We pray that God's blessing, come upon all families.
我们来看这两处的经文。
Let's read these two, Bible verse.
在提摩太后书二章第二节，这里是我们教会今年的正式的主题经文。
So here's Second Timothy.Chapter 2, verse 2. This is the official verse for our church this year.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
那么我们还有一些经文在诗篇145篇第四节。
There's another verse on Psalm 145, verse 4.
啊，这一节啊说，这代要对那代颂赞你的作为。
It says, one generation shall praise your works to another.
代代相传。
We'll make disciples through generations.
也要传扬你的大能。
And shall declare your mighty acts.
啊，这里特别是对以色列人在家庭当中，在家族的里面。我们来传承这样一份的信仰。
Especially among the Israelites, they are passing down the discipleship, through the family.
所以今年我们从父亲节到母亲节啊，这个家中代代相传这个系列的正道呢，有这六个方面。
So from Mother's Day to Father's Day, our sermon has these six areas.
今天我们要讲母亲的呼召。
Today we're going to talk about mother's calling.
那么下个礼拜我们会看一个敬虔的婚姻是对后代的祝福。
So next week is godly marriage is a blessing for generations.
我们会看家庭当中属灵品格的建造。
Then spiritual character building in the family.
我们会思想家庭中的圣经世界观。
We also will think about biblical worldview in the family.
我们也要一起来学习什么样是一个宣教的家庭。
We're also going to learn what is a mission-minded family.
到父亲节的时候，我们来思想父亲的呼召。
When it's Father's Day, we'll think about Father's calling in Christian parenting.
好了，下面呢，我们开始这个正道内容的本身。
So we're going to focus on our sermon today.
有时候讲一篇道有好多个点啊，常常是三点，有的时候四点、五点、六点、七点都有。
Sometimes sermon have many points.
今天呢，我们讲到只有一点。
But today our sermon only have one point.
啊，因为今天是母亲节。
Because today is Mother's Day.
我们不要讲的太长。
We're not going to have a long sermon.
所以我们只有一点。
So we have only one point.
这一点呢，就是我们的题目，做母亲的呼召。我们就来思想这个。
And the one point is the calling of being a mother.
好，那我们说到这个这个做母亲的呼召啊，这个英文呢？关于工作有很多不同的词啊。
So we talk about the calling of being a mother, in English, for the word work is have different, many different vocabularies to describe it.
我先问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
做妈妈是不是一份工作？
Is being a mother a job?
有人在点头。
Somebody is nodding.
是一份工作。
It is a job.
而且就像有人所说的，是一份很伟大、很神圣的工作。
And like someone said, it's a very great and very spiritual work.
那么在这个世界上面有各种各样的职业。
There are so many different job works on this world.
我给大家来看一下。
Let me show you.
比如说，如果一个人他的职业是律师，我们就叫他是什么？职业律师是不是
？If a person's job is a lawyer, we call him professional lawyer.
如果他的职业就是一份医生，每天给人看病开药、做手术等等，那他是什么？职业的医师是不是
？If a person's a doctor, he see patients every day, so we call him professional doctor.
那同样，一位护士呢，我们叫他是职业护士。
So a nurse, we call her a professional nurse.
好，教师。
How about teacher?
职业教师。
Professional teacher.
好，那么 经理啊，这个实际上是现在国内很流行一个词啊，叫职业经理人。
Manager, we call them professional manager.
啊，好，你说我是做电工。
If I'm an electrician.
啊，叫什么？啊，职业电工
，professional electrician。
啊，家里面有时候这个线路啊，这个哦，别人不能动的，要请专门受过训练的。
So if we have malfunctioning our electrical system, we need to find a professional electrician in our home.
啊，圣经当中常常用军人、精兵来形容我们基督徒。
In the Bible, we often see people describe Christians as soldiers.
啊，我自己个人对军人有一份特别的敬重。
Myself.Pay special respect to soldiers.
所以我们看到说这个人是职业什么军人。
So we see this person is professional soldiers.
好了，那么下面有一个词。
We have another term.
大家有听过职业母亲吧
？Anybody heard working mother?
这个英文已经出来了。职业母亲的英文你知道是什么？
What's the term in English for 职业母亲？
他就不再说 professional mother， 他是 working mother。
他不再叫职业母亲，而是叫工作的母亲。
在中文当中，这个职业母亲，这里指的是在职场上有一份工作，同时又是妈妈的，这个叫职业母亲。
So in Chinese, working mother is means that you have a job in the in the society that you are a working mother.
在今天的教会当中，社会里面有许多的妈妈，不单是在家里面是贤妻良母，而且在社会上还有一份工作，一份全职的工作。
In this society nowadays, a lot of people, even in church, the mom is a very, very good mother in the family, but she also has a job in the society.
非常的辛苦，极其的不容易。
Very labor intensive.
我的妈妈是一个医生。
My mother is a doctor.
这几年的疫情。
In the time of the COVID epidemic.
我都一直没有办法回国去看望我的妈妈。
I couldn't go home to visit her.
当然，每个礼拜一定我们都要通视频。
But every week we have FaceTime.
向父母问安啊，跟他们聊一聊。
I greet them and talk to them.
我就记得我的小的时候。
I remember when I was little.
啊，我的妈妈很早就要起来去赶班车，然后再倒这个公共汽车再倒电车，因为她上班的地方离家里很远。
She has to get up very early to go to the bus stop and then change to different train or something to get to her work because her workplace is very far away from our home.
我小的时候很小，我妈妈就一路要抱着我，然后呢要把我早晨送到这个他们单位的幼儿园。
So my mom has to hold me all the way and send me to the childcare place in her unit.
我爸爸单位就我们住单位宿舍旁边就有一个幼儿园。
My father's work is very close to our home. There's a daycare.
但是我妈妈觉得她自己单位的医院这个幼儿园更好一些。
But my mom think that Daycare at her workplace is much better.
可以把我拖在这个幼儿园里面叫全托，就晚上也都住在那里，周末才接回来，也可以这样子。
So that my mom's unit daycare, you can leave the child there for all the weekdays and then take the child home on weekends.
但是我父母舍不得。
But my parents didn't want to do that.
所以有一段时间我也曾经住过全托。
So I for a time I was.Stay in the daycare for the weekdays.
你知道，这每一天对一个妈妈挤那个公共汽车是非常的辛苦，很不容易，还抱着一个孩子。
You know, it's really hard for my mom to rush for the bus and still holding me in her arm.
一位职业母亲在职场上工作的母亲要付出双倍的辛劳。
A working mother is working twice as hard as a regular mom.
但我们这里看到这个职业母亲好像没有把这个母亲本身看作是一份工作。
But when we talk about working mom, we do not think the mom as a mom is a job.
我们在这里要郑重宣告，就像有人所讲的，其实做母亲本身就是一份 最伟大的职业。
So we want to emphasize that, like someone said, motherhood is the greatest work.
而且不单如此。
Not only this.
有人真的做过计算。
Some people actually calculated.
你说我没有在这世上做一份的职业。
Even though I don't have a job on, in the society.
好像我只是家里面的一个家庭主妇。
I was just a stay-home mom.
啊，一个 full-time mom.
I was full-time mom.
我不能够体现我的价值。
I cannot, realize my meaning of a life.
完全不是这样子的。
It's not so.
我们中间也有许多全职的母亲。
We have a lot of, full-time mom.
有人做过计算，一个全职的妈妈每天在家里面，他们付出的时间、辛劳工作。
A person calculated that for a full-time mom, every day they, do a lot of work at home and time and energy put in.
如果你去花钱请人来做这份的工作。
If you, pay somebody to do the same amount of work.
二十年以前就是$140,000一年，您知道吗
？20 years ago, it will cost you $140,000 a year.
现在至少 double.
Right now, it should be double that.
啊，所以这个爸爸们啊，先生们啊
，So fathers and husbands,
你可不要千万不要轻看太太在家里面做这个家务啊，这个照顾孩子啊，所有这些的工作啊，开着车接送孩子这些的工作。
Don't look down on the jobs, the works that your wife did at home, that cleaning, cooking, and transportation for your kids.
我告诉你，我们大部分的这个先生做父亲的，大概你花钱你都请不起。
I'm telling you, probably you cannot afford to hire somebody like that.
好，那我们说到工作呢
？When we talk about work.
英文里面有很多不同的单词。
There are many different words describing work.
你看啊，有 labor, work, job, task, craft, business, employ, 这个 position, walk of life, trade, practice, occupation, career, profession, vocation, 很多很多的词。
有很多不同的词都是讲做事。
那这个每个词呢，实际上它里面的含义是有点不同的。
But every, word has a little bit different meaning.
我们很快跟大家看一看。
Let's, take a look.
这个 labor, 一般呢是指的是体力劳作劳动。
Labor means physical, work. You do physical job.
那这个 work 呢是指的是工作或者是任务，就是付钱的或者不付钱的都可以说是 work.
Work means, a job, a mission is, could be paid, unpaid.
那个 job 呢特别指的是一份工作，一般是付钱的工作。
A job usually means, occupation and usually is paid.
但当然了，我们有时候别人做那个什么，我们给他一个鼓励，说 "good job"， 这个不一定是付钱的，这个口语也是可以。
But sometimes when people did a good thing, we say "good job." It's probably not paid, but that's a common way of saying.
但一般比较正式一点，比如我们 job market 这个地方特别是指的是一份有薪水的工作。
But here, the job means a paid work.
那这个 task 呢，也是工作，它是指的工作上面的一项任务。
Task usually means a commitment, a mission that you need to accomplish.
这个 trade 指的是一个行业。
A trade usually means you need to buy or sell.
没关系，其实这部分呢，英文比较清楚，我们就给有个中文的翻译，也可以啊。这 craft 英文大家都知道有这个什么意思。中文呢它就指的一种手艺技艺啊，这个工作。然后这个 practice 呢是指的是我的业务，我职业啊，这个执照的职啊。position 呢指的是一个职位啊。然后这个 occupation 呢一般也是职业，但这个 occupation 和 occupy 是同一个字根，是指我在这站这么一个就站这个位子啊，这个 occupation, 我就干这事儿。Career 呢一般是指的是事业啊，我们说的英文事业，你不断的进步上升有发展空间。还有呢 profession, profession 一般是指的经过教育训练的专职工作啊，这个白领的工作，百多年以前呢说什么是 profession 只有三种啊，医生、律师、神职人员，这个一般被认为是 profession。
So profession usually means you need to get education or training to do this job, and it's usually is white collar work. And 100 years ago, only three kind of profession is doctor, lawyer, and clergy.
那好，我们看完所有这个词的时候呢，我们要知道还有一个词。
After all this, we need to look at another word.
这个词叫做 vocation.
And it's vocation.
啊，其实我们讲到基督徒在职场上面的这个呼召的时候，有讲过这个词。
We talk about the calling for Christian calling in the world job market. We talk about this word.
这个 vocation 呢，从拉丁文来的。今天英文当中我们说这个 VOC 哈，这个 vocal 啊、好多我们知道这是一个 call， 是一个声音。拉丁文本来是一个呼召。
Vocation is from a Latin word. The root word is vocal. Vocal.
Yeah. 所以呢，这是指的是什么呢 ？Vocation 讲到职业，它是有一点不同的，它是从上面来的一个呼召。
So vocation is talking about a calling from above.
那我们基督徒不管做什么工作
，So for our Christians, no matter what kind of work we are doing,
就是不管是有没有钱赚
，Doesn't matter we are getting paid or not.
我们要清楚，我做的这份工作，那是从上面神来的呼召。
We have to clearly understand that if it's a calling from God,
那么它就是一份极其荣耀的工作。
Then it's an extremely glorious job.
我们不管在什么位置上面，我们也都同有神的呼召。
Doesn't matter what position we are, we all have the same calling from God.
今天我们不管做什么，或吃或喝，都是为荣耀神而行。
Today doesn't matter what we are doing, either eat.Or drink will give glory to God.
刚才我们讲到，我们一起来庆祝纪念母亲节。
We celebrate the Mother's Day today.
感谢我们中间每一位的妈妈。
We give thanks for all the moms among us.
但是，最终我们感恩的对象是谁
？But the ultimate thanks we are giving thanks to whom?
是我们的主，我们的神。
It's our Lord, our God.
妈妈是神赐给的。
Other moms are a gift from God.
妈妈的爱是来自神的。
The love from mom, ultimately is from God.
你是彰显神的爱。
They are showing God's love.
因为我们知道在世间，人间的爱，如果有一种是比较接近神的爱的，那可以说就是母爱了。
So in this world, if we can say some kind of love is closer, more close to God's love, and that's mother's love.
是全然的爱，是无私的爱。
It's a complete love. It's selfish love.
舍己不求回报。
It's self-sacrifice and did not ask for any return.
我们通过看到妈妈这样的爱，我们能够把感谢颂赞归给神，让神得荣耀。
When we see the kind of love that mother gave us, we want to give thanks to God and give glory to God.
那今天我们每一位的妈妈
，And today every mom here，
在这点是相通的。当父亲节我们讲到爸爸的时候，也是一样。
We are all the same on this point, and on Father's Day we have the same point.
我们为父为母的
，We as mom and father，
我们所做的一切最终。是为了荣耀神。
Everything we did, ultimately, we want to give glory to God.
我们来看这样一份的呼召。
Let's see this great calling.
在圣经创世纪一章二十七到二十八节。
In Genesis chapter 1:27-28.
那这一节呢，我做个人见证的时候，常常会去引用。
I usually use this verse when I give my personal testimony.
因为有的弟兄姊妹知道我在去读神学院之前呢有学过几个不同的专业。
Brothers and sisters just know I have different majors before I become a student in seminaries.
那读神学之前我最后一个专业就叫环境管理。
The last profession I had is environmental management.
那时候刚刚信主然后读圣经。
I just became a believer and when I read the Bible,
读到这段经文的时候，哇一下，突然就有这么一个看见。
When I read this verse, it's like a light bulb came on.
啊，神对人说，啊，对我们的这个老祖宗说，啊，说这个你要管理海里鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的猴。
God said to our ancestors, said you are going to manage all the life.Birds, fish in on the earth.
我说，哎，这不就是环境管理吗？这是我的专业。
I was saying to myself, hey, this is environmental management.
啊， 原来我这个专业挺不错，这是神给人的第一份的工作。
My occupation is really good. It's the first job that God gives to human.
不，严格来讲呢
？But strictly speaking，
在这句话之前还有一句。
But before this verse, there's another one.
所以呢，大概环境管理还不是人给神给人的第一份工作。
So the environmental management may not be the first job that God gives to man.
神给人的第一份工作是什么？
What's the first job God gives to man?
要生养众多。
It is be fruitful and multiply.
要为父为母。
We need to be father and mothers.
这样我们才能够遍满地面去治理这地，才能够去管理这一切。
Then we can fill the earth and subdue it.
所以妈妈们，
So mothers，
母亲是一个荣耀的呼召，神圣的呼召。
So being a mother is a greatest calling and holy calling.
从上面来的，来自我们的主，来自我们的神。
It's from above, it came from our Lord, our God.
那我们做儿女的
，So for our being children，
我们也要知道我们在圣经当中所领受的这样一个责任。
So we need to know what the Bible teaches us. What's our responsibility?
就是神给我们为父为母的有呼召有吩咐。
If God give mothers and fathers calling and responsibilities,
那让我们做儿女的也要去遵从顺服父母的养育。
So as children, we need to follow God parents' teaching.
养育。绝不是单单只是养，给他东西吃就完了。
Raise and teaching, so it's not only feed the kids.
而且要教育。
You need to teach the kids.
箴言一章七到十节。
Proverb 1:7-10.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother.
因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
For they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck.
我儿，恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。
My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent.
但今天有的时候
，in this time and day and time，
做儿女的
，being children，
不听父母的管教，
don't listen to the parents，
啊，觉得父母总是在里 nagging，
we always think that our parents are nagging，
这个跟爸爸妈妈说 don't preach to me，
sometimes we tell the father， 不要跟我讲道。
跑到教堂里面听牧师这个 preach to me，
and then we come to the church and 听牧师讲道。
回到家里面，爸爸妈妈还不断的对我这个讲道。
And we go home, the parents keep on preaching to us.
可是外面的人
，but outside，
甚至我们有的时候不加分辨的那些朋友、学校里的同学等等。
Sometimes in the school, your schoolmates or in society.
他们讲一话，我们听这个，完全就听从了，就跟听到心里去跟着做。
And we always follow what they say.
我为什么知道
？How do I know?
因为我以前是这样子。
Because I was like that.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么。你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。